Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Shannon, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thanks
for
excited.
Working with you guys.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your story with us online at 1029thewolf.com. We invite anyone who's going through something like Shannon's about to tell us to sign up for second date update. Let's start at the beginning. How did you meet Zach?
Okay, we had met at a cooking class. I'm a big foodie, so I signed up for this class to learn how to make sushi.
Cool.
Yeah, and it was really cool. And Zach was there with a few of his friends. And we all just kind of, like, became friends during class.
So neat.
That's how we met.
Okay. And then did he text you or say, let's go out for a date or something like that?
Yeah, he texted me, and we did go on a first date. It was really nice. He had a restaurant in mind that I guess he'd been wanting to try for a while, and it was great. It was really good. And he definitely has good taste, especially because he liked me.
I love it. More than sushi?
I hope so.
Yeah, right.
And Shan, how long ago was this?
Okay, it was like a week and a half ago, so I'd say like 10 days.
Yeah, so you missed that weekend, like last weekend, where there was no contact or going out or anything, and that can be, boy, I tell you, that can be really frustrating when the other person's just kind of lost contact with you. Why do you think Zach has not gotten back in touch with you?
I don't know. He seemed a little scattered when we met up. I just feel like maybe something happened right before our date, or I don't know why he wouldn't just like say something. It was a little strange, although the date was good, but he was a little awkward at first.
Yeah, and you didn't
but then
ask.
Then he loosened up eventually.
Yeah, and you never asked him about it. It's like, hey, Zach, is everything okay? You seem a little distracted.
I didn't. I probably should have because I do feel like something happened, but I'm just not sure what.
Hi, good morning. Is this Zach?
Yep.
Zach, can you speak up just a little bit? It's Thunder and PT. We do the morning show over here at 102.9 The Wolf, and we do a segment called Second Date Update. And we're calling you this morning because a woman named Shannon gave us your number. You went out on a date with her. You met her at sushi class, and then you guys went out on a date. And we were wondering if you could just spend about a minute with us. And we just ask you a question about that date, if that would work for you. Is that cool? It'll just take
she called you?
Yes, she did. It'll just take a minute, and we just follow up.
We
on.
Do this when something, you know, kind of when a date goes, you know, well, but then doesn't, you know, amount to anything.
We're just following up on the date you went on with her about a week and a half ago. Would you just have a moment this morning?
All right, yeah, sure, whatever.
Okay,
so from your perspective, how'd it go?
I mean, it was like one of the worst experiences of my life, honestly. Like, it's top five, like, worst. Like, she was a worse experience than me getting totally obliterated at my sister's wedding and literally crapping my pants in a haunted house.
Okay. Wow. That bad.
We might call you back about that. Yeah. But yeah. And we're talking about Shannon here.
Yeah.
We're talking about Shannon.
Shannon?
Yeah, Shannon.
Shannon, who you met at sushi class. What happened?
Yeah.
Why was it so bad?
I mean, she's like my mom. Like, she just... Okay, so when we were out to dinner, like, I was cracking jokes the whole time. Like, that's just how I am. And everything I said, she'd be like, don't say that. Or, like, don't... You know, like you don't mean that. Or, that's not nice. And it's just like, okay, She's like my grandmother or something. You know?
Like she was holier than thou, or she was just too
Or just like so old fashioned. Like, you can't say like I don't know. I was expecting her to say like, if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all. Just like a school marm.
Oh, jeez.
And you didn't, but you went.
Met her before though, weren't you at the class together in the sushi class?
Yeah, that was like a bunch of people, and it just like wasn't like I couldn't tell at that. Like what a snore fest she actually was.
I'm a snore fest?
Oh, by the way, we've got Shannon on the line.
Shannon's
here,
been
Zach.
Listening in, Zach. We didn't tell you that, but Shannon's on with us. What do you want to say, Shannon?
Okay, maybe I wouldn't be like a mom if your mom had taught you any manners, because you're just rude.
Okay, well, Shannon, my mom is actually a saint, and I'm sorry that you had to hear this, but like, it's probably better that you know the truth. So,
well, I think you're immature, and maybe that's why you still think your mom is a saint. Little baby hasn't grown up yet. Little baby, aren't you? Because I'm not like your mom. I'm a mature adult, and that's how adults act.
Yeah, I gotta say, Zach, to me, Shannon feels very confident and kind of feisty, but you say she, on the date she acted, she was all saintly and like you, I think you, in your words, like your 75-year-old grandmother.
Yeah, I mean, she's doing it right now. I don't know what to say. Like,
God, I see.
It's weird, man. It's like your mom's a saint, do you say, and then she reminds you of your mom. You'd think that, like a lot of people, if they remind you of their mom, you like that. That's like a
good thing.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to date my mom either.
I'm not saying date her, but.
So I see what you're saying, because she's like, you don't. Like, yeah.
Your mom is your mom, right? Like your mom can say, like, you know, teach you, like or like, your, I don't know. It's like, you just don't want, like, a girlfriend or a date doing that.
Okay, I'm not like your mom, and I think you've got some, like, weird psychological issues.
You don't know my mom.
Well, you think every girl you date is like your mom? There's something wrong with you. You're immature, and maybe you should go back up under your mother's skirt, because you're like a little child. I'm not like your mom. I'm not like your grandmother.
So, Zach, I guess what we're here
for... Sounds like a nursery rhyme.
Yeah, well...
Maybe you should go sing some nursery rhymes, because you're like a child. You're like a kid.
Wow. Okay.
I tell you, I think you had your hands full there, Zach. Pretty feisty grandmother, if you ask me. So, Zach, you know, what we're here for is to just, you know, find out if we can get you to a second date. And I'm guessing we already know
I know the answer here.
But you don't have any interest in seeing Shannon again, Zach?
No.
I made a mistake. Yeah. I should not have gone back to see if you wanted a second date or whatever. You know what? I made a mistake. You're mature. Child and an idiot.
And in that instance, Shannon, I think that's great that you contacted us, because then you just got some reaffirmation that this was not a good idea for you.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. That's right. Now I know. And you're right. This is not a good idea for me.
Yeah.
And
not the right person. Well, just and so
that's important. You got to find the right person.
Yeah, it takes a while. And, you know, and you will. And, Zach, we appreciate you coming on the show with us.
Yeah, man. Thanks for hanging with us.
Shannon, especially as we sometimes say and get a little awkward here on
Second Date Update.
Thank you both. Thanks, guys.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.